To Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have three amazing guests. I have Holly McKay is here.
Hi.
And I have her two daughters. We've got Rowan.
Hi.
And we've got Harlow.
Hi.
So we've got a list of topics, and the first one we have to talk about is the coronavirus. Okay? Yeah. So do you guys want to start with your thoughts? Here you go.
Yeah. I know how to stop it. We can stop doing it for 2 weeks.
Hold the mic closer.
We can stop. We can be clean, absolutely, for 2 weeks. And then after that, it'll all be gone because nobody else will have it. And everybody who had it will not have it anymore.
How do you feel about it, Rowan?
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, let's say how old you guys are. So Harlow's in fifth grade and Rowan, you're in first, right? You get that right? Mm-hmm. So as a first grader, it's okay, definitely, to not know. Do you know what I mean? I think so. What do you think, Holly?
Agreed. How does it feel not to be in school?
Well, bad, but good, because I miss my friends, but I don't like learning.
Why? Why don't you?
Because it's boring.
Is school boring a lot?
Yeah.
So you're enjoying being home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you enjoying hanging out with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love hanging out with you guys. Are you having fun, Harlow? Like hanging out and going to... We don't really go out too many places, but do you like... Should I say where we go or no?
Yeah, we can say where we go.
Yeah, we go to hang at Fitzwater. How do you feel about it, Harlow?
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are freaking out. And I think what you kind of said is, look, we're taking a couple weeks at least... Most of us are staying in. We, for the most part, are staying in. We go outside to get fresh air and stuff. But
and
like,
exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are like my family in the quarantine, you know? So it's like, if I didn't see anyone and it was just me for 2 weeks, that can really, when especially like, you know, you get, what do you, would you say? Like emotionally pent up. And don't you guys, if you don't go outside for a little bit, it starts getting really upsetting.
Yeah. Sure, crazy.
Yeah.
Even Ben's going crazy about it.
Who's that?
My friend from school.
Mic closer. Oh, your friend's going crazy about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to Ben.
Yeah,
Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Sorry, you're going stir crazy.
Ben's gonna...
Uh-oh, what's he gonna do?
Ben's gonna watch it.
What do you mean?
He's gonna watch the podcast.
Oh, he's gonna listen. You gotta listen to the podcast.
He's going to listen to it when we're done.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. I guess we'll switch topics. And if you guys get bored, you can come in and out. Okay. That's what we did when Josie podcasted, because sometimes he was like, this is a boring topic. So I want to ask your mom some questions. Okay.
Okay.
Like about yoga. So Holly's yoga. An amazing yoga instructor, right? Like you're getting back into it, I feel like.
Well, I never got into it, but I feel like just now I'm tapping into it.
Well, you're certified, though, to instruct.
I've been certified for 3 years, but I haven't empowered myself to start teaching yet.
Okay. But now you've kind of started in a sense.
Well, I taught you.
Yeah, just me. We were saying to our friend Aston, we're like, we're going to a yoga class. He's like, got all worried. I'm like, it's just me and Holly. Although Gloria FaceTimed in.
But I love yoga so much and it's helped me in so many ways. And I just feel like if I can bring that to other people, like how awesome is that?
Holly's an incredible yoga instructor. Have you guys ever done yoga with your mom? You can say, Rowan.
Yeah.
Isn't she great?
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Harlow?
I like doing yoga with mommy.
Aw.
Yeah, she's awesome at it. So, and you can follow her, by the way. I'm already doing like an early plug at, is it The Smoking Yogi?
The Smoking Yogi, yeah.
Smoking, right? Or is it, it's like just an N?
K-I-N.
Yes. Yeah. Smokin' Yogi. The Smokin' Yogi. So you can see how awesome she is. All right. You guys ready for the next topic? You're going to like this one, Harlow, okay? So you might want to give the mic to Harlow for this one real quick. How do you feel? Now, I didn't see the remake. How do you feel about the movie It?
It's the best movie in the world.
What? It's the scariest.
It Chapter 2 is the best It movie, though. It's very good at the end.
What makes it so good?
That it has a happy but sad ending at the same time. Because one of the people in the friend group dies from Pennywise. And the rest
Spoiler alert. That's okay. I spoil movies. People get mad at me. What are you going to do? It Chapter 2 has been out for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys didn't already run to go see It Chapter 2, it just got ruined. But Harlow, you prepared them, is what really happened. So it was happy and sad?
Mm-hmm.
Was it happy because they kill Pennywise?
Uh-huh. Oh, you... I'm not telling you why, though. I'm not
okay.
telling you how.
Well, I assume in most scary movies they kill the bad guy. All right, what's up, Rowan? You can't touch the top
touch
of it.
The top.
I like the movie, but I want it to be scarier because I like movies that are scarier. Than
you wanted
music.
It Chapter 2 to be scarier?
Yeah.
And you're in first grade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you guys are braver than me.
I don't get bad dreams because I'm a dream catcher.
Aw, good. Sometimes my dream catchers don't work as well, so you're lucky. But you also have a unicorn dream catcher.
Has a fart dream catcher.
A fart dream catcher. If you want to talk, you guys got to talk into the mics.
Oh, yeah. She has a fart dream catcher.
What does a fart dream catcher look like, Harlow?
If you fart in the middle of your nightmare, the fart will go into the dream catcher and catch it. And it will let the good farts come through it.
And that is a fact, everyone. You just heard facts.
My dream catcher isn't the unicorn because I wanted it in Grandma's room because that's where I sleep. I just want it to be in Grandma's room. Because
so you're trying to move it?
I want to move it, but I don't know what people would say if I...
You're allowed to move it.
Your mom just said you can. So, all right, let's do the next movie topic, and then I want to ask your mom more questions, okay?
Okay.
Now, I might pronounce this movie wrong, but this is the other one you wanted to talk about, I think.
The Babadook?
Yes. I will not see this. It looks terrifying.
It's a terrible movie. Do not watch it. At the end of the movie, not the end of it. In the middle of it, the mom kills her dog, and it made me cry.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It because on the TV show, it was her killing her dog and her kid, and then she, the boy was upstairs.
Who lets you watch these movies?
Poppy had it on in his room.
Who's kidding?
And then,
no judgies over here.
And then the mom saw that, and then the dog went downstairs and, the kid did not want the dog to. And then once the mom saw the dog, she just killed it because that's what it showed in the TV show.
Okay, well, thank you for depressing my entire listening audience. Hello. Yes,
Rowan. I wish I saw it because I like really, really scary movies.
You didn't even watch that one, Rowan.
That's because I never thought that you were watching it.
Uh-oh, we're having a sister fight.
I never knew that you were watching it. Cause
it
I
sounds like a scary,
there.
Horrible movie for a first grader. And for me.
So?
You do not need to see that scariness.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I saw all the scary movies that Harla watched.
We want to watch movies. Soon. We soon want to watch Birds of Prey. I already saw it in the movie theater, but... You guys want to watch it too, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to watch it.
We love Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Well, now, can you give your mom the mic real quick? So, Holly and I have known each other since first grade.
First grade.
And we've basically reconnected recently when I moved back. And I just want to say it's been awesome.
It has been awesome.
Holly's rad. You've always been one of the coolest girls. We're just very laid back. Like, we're also spazzes in our own ways. But
yeah, we are.
We're chilled out chicks, I think.
It's close enough.
Mommy is insane.
Why would you say that?
Why am I insane?
Because you always messing up the room.
Oh, I heard that it's not just your mom making a mess in the room, that someone else puts their clothes all over the floor.
I just picked three things up of yours.
Yes, she did.
Well, you need to pick them up off the bed.
And let me tell you something. Being insane does not mean being a little bit messy. Big difference.
I think she is because she has shoes all over the floor.
That's because she doesn't have a million closets, which she should have. Is that what's that squeaking
noise? Well, then get one. Well, then get one, Mommy. Get one.
There's also a dog here named Tucker who's like a bear, like the biggest puppy ever. And I have bruises all up and down my leg from Tucker. Right? Aren't I scared of Tucker?
Yeah, he's like our favorite grizzly bear.
He is our favorite grizzly bear.
So I just want to like, during the corona, we've been all
dying,
hunkered down. Not dying, hunkered down at my parents' house. So that's why everything's a little bit crowded and messy. So,
yeah. I love, did she say dying? Everyone's been, oh my gosh. Yeah, we've been hunkered down. You guys are family to me. So we've been getting to hang and getting fresh air with some of the other families that go there for fresh air. Because without it, we'd be unhappy.
Yay, I love fresh air. I want to go to the park, but some of them are closed. Except for the school park.
Right.
Yeah. Most are closed, but we found a park that's open.
And we've been getting our yoga in.
I went for a run yesterday morning. I almost died. It was hard as heck. But I felt good about it. Now, you have a story, Rowan, right? About your party animal ways. You want to tell it? Okay, so Rowan wants to talk about something. So take one of the mics. Okay, we have a list of topics. Because I was going to talk about midnight bowling.
I forget what it was.
That's what you wanted to talk about. You want to talk about midnight bowling because you like staying up late. Remember? It's a bowling that happens really late. Would you want to go midnight bowling, Harlow?
Yeah. See,
I'm a wuss. I'm in bed by like 9, 10 p.m.
What time
but
is it?
But Rowan in first grade wants to go midnight bowling. She said she went once. Right?
Well, not at midnight.
Oh, what time did you go?
I don't know, because it was with Mommy, and I think we went bowling that night.
Oh, I think I remember. But that wasn't with all the flashing lights and in the dark and stuff. They do it big for midnight bowling.
Bowling, right? It's like disco.
Yeah, like DJ.
Disco.
And they turn off the lights and everything's fluorescent lighted.
After the corona's over, we need to go. I can't do midnight, but we could do a fun bowling with dancing and stuff.
You know they have bounce you at night and it's like all dark and then you
do
have,
they?
All have like lights.
The trampoline parks are definitely closed right now.
That's like the germiest place on earth.
They're shut down for now. But when they open back up, we should definitely go. I mean, it's just so expensive. That's what sucks. You guys want to say anything? No, Harlow. Sometimes Harlow likes to. I think it's almost like a hawk cry, but she calls it a rat cry. And you'll do it like out of the blue. We'll be like at the park, and I was like, ah! And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, sorry, Rowan. You talk.
So like. Like, in the middle of the night, I wake up and I call my friends. And then they said that they wanted to go bowling. And then I get ready. And then they pick me up and then we go.
How did they pick you up?
In a car.
They drive?
Yeah. That's only for when I'm older, though.
So this is also coming from because Rowan recently decided, without her mother's knowledge, to call one of her friends at 11 p.m., right? Because you were ready to party, Rowan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you like to stay up late. My son likes to stay up late if he's allowed.
I do have party animals, though.
You have party? Oh, do you want to talk about your stuffed animals that are party animals?
Yeah.
Oh, this one's stupid.
Stop, Harlow. So, Rowan...
This one looks like a sewer rat.
Oh, my gosh. That's mean. So, Rowan took out a lot of her stuffed animals right now. And Harlow said one of them looks like a sewer. That is so funny.
I don't like it. I was asking for like a stuffed animal cat, and then this was one that I didn't want because my grandma got
it. It's cute though. Let me see it.
I don't remember it.
When we saw the skinny pig? There's a guinea pig without hair. Do you remember the skinny pig
we saw?
Oh
yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah, it almost bit my finger off.
We touched the skinny pig.
It was cool.
At the pet
until
store.
Until it started biting me.
I wanted like a cat.
And you're not getting one.
And we looked at the cat. And then I said that I wanted to buy it. But then we just got the paper.
Well, I don't think your mom wants to take on a cat at the moment.
We're not allowed to have cats in our apartment, Roro.
Oh.
I know why. Because Poppy's allergic to it.
So, but, you know.
And there's two.
You do have some cool pets here right now. Rocket. Do you want to talk about Rocket?
He also said.
I don't want to do that.
You don't?
He also.
Okay, when Rowan's done, talk about Rocket.
He also said that it's going to be too much work to have another animal in our house because we already have a lot.
You do. You also have turtles, a dog, fish, and let's talk about Rocket. A parrot.
I have a bird named Rocket. And he's always screaming at everybody because I'm always screaming in the house, and he learned it from me.
That's pretty fun. Is that true? Did Rocket only start screaming because of Harlow?
So Harlow gets yelled at a lot because Harlow misbehaves often, and everyone's always yelling, "Harlow, Harlow, stop! No, Harlow!" So the bird learned how to say Harlow.
That's very pretty cool. Quickly. The bird, Rocket, said hello to me the other day. I walked in and Rocket was like, "Hello." I think I said hello first. Yeah. But I was very happy about it. Well, I want Rocket to go on my shoulder. I want to walk around like full pirate. You know what I mean?
Sometimes when Harlow gets yelled at, that's because sometimes she calls it toilet.
What happened? She calls a toilet?
No, she clogs the toilet.
What? You can't share that.
It's just funny.
Well, Harlow does like to call me a butthole a lot. I will say that. One of Harlow's favorite expressions is to call me.
Harlow learned that word from clogging the toilet.
Butthole?
Yeah. Because she does a big poop and that makes...
Why would you share? Do you ever do big poops?
Yeah, you do it in your diaper.
You don't wear a diaper anymore.
Yes, she does.
Hey.
Stop it.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Harlow's being mean to me.
All right.
Stop.
Holly, please ref enough. This fight.
All right, that's enough. Nobody wears diapers and Harlow, stop being mean.
Oh,
that's
Rowan's
it. That's enough.
Yeah, and we should also talk about Harlow clogging toilets. No, my listeners didn't need any
though.
Of that. We can move on from the poop topic now. Thank you.
That's my favorite.
We did not write butthole down as the topic, nor clogging toilets, everyone. All right. quotes. I don't know if now. Do you want to pull out some quotes?
Oh, I don't know.
And maybe in a bit. Okay, yeah. No. Ro, you wanted to talk about stuffed animals and learning about friendship, right? So why don't you talk about that? We got to keep the mic up to your face.
So sometimes I like to play with my stuffed animals because they're cute and they're fun to play with.
But you like playing with sewer rats?
Okay. There's only one that looks a little like a sewer rat and it's still really cute. And you're the one who does the rat cry. So Rowan has a ton of awesome stuffed animals. I really like, they're so cute. I was hoping, okay, let's see. I was holding this one called Lemon Drop and it looks like Tweety Bird, but so cute. And like Tweety Bird's cute too, but this one's like a cuter, babier version. And we've got Dumbo, Dumbo is one of the best movies
Dumbo
ever.
Dumbo the idiot.
No.
Dumbo is the cutest because I like him the most because when I don't feel good.
Dumbo Mom, helped you?
Mommy and Grandma got Dumbo. And...
You felt better?
And I love to snuggle with it then because...
Aww. It's a cute stuffed animal. I love Dumbo. And you've got lots of mermaid sequins, those sequins that reverse up and down. And you know I love mermaids. Do you like mermaid sequins? Harlow, you're giving me a look. They're cool, right? I have pillows of... Yes, I have pillows at home with the mermaid sequins and an ottoman.
Harlow, you have shirts with those sequins on them.
Oh, you do?
I have a skeleton one.
Oh, I want a skeleton mermaid sequin
it's
one.
It's pretty dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Harlow, what would you like to talk about? Are you missing school? How do you feel about it?
Harlow, its mouth is right here.
I'm missing school because I'm bored. I'd rather do it at school than at home.
The actual work, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it was nice probably to have a break for a little bit, but I think kids are getting ready to go back. They're getting antsy, and a lot of people, too, who are not able to go to their jobs. Like, there are a lot of people going bankrupt right now and unable to pay mortgages, rent, businesses, individuals. And I just pray that something shifts soon to get people at least back somewhat for real on board. Even if it's moving in the virtual direction a bit, but kids are missing school.
Yeah. And I also have to tell you, being like an adult, a working adult, I miss work like crazy. And although I'm really grateful that I have this time to exercise and tap into my yoga stuff a lot more, I really do miss work and having that regimented kind of day planned out for me.
Well, hopefully something shifts soon. I mean, some people, you told me that some people were saying 5 weeks. Trump's saying we're going to get back fully up by Easter.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Also,
it's hard to predict.
Donald Trump said that he was giving in $1,000 check, and he never doing that.
I didn't get anything in my mail, I'll tell you that.
No, nothing came to my mailbox either.
We've heard those rumors, but I don't know if it's going to actually happen.
Donald Trump said he would send it to 1 million people, which is $1 billion in total. And
he has said a lot of things. Some have come true.
We need to re-elect a president.
You want to re-elect Trump?
No.
Oh, and you want to elect another president?
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
I want to...
Imagine Harlow and I get into a political debate right now. No, I'm glad we're both on the same page.
I want to do Hillary Clinton as the first girl president.
She's not running this time.
No.
Wow! Donald Trump made her lose on purpose because
they were good friends back in the day.
Well, Donald Trump is against her now, and now they're gonna smack each other in the face.
They're gonna smack WWE style. They're gonna wrestle.
Yeah.
I think Trump used to be associated with like the wrestling WWE stuff. What did you want to say,
Hillary Clinton's gonna
Donald Trump looks like he belongs as like a WWE wrestler. Is it
totally?
WWE?
He looks like an orange. Why would an orange be in WWE?
That must be self-tanner.
He's such a character looking.
He's such an idiot.
And I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but his ties are really long, and like I'm like really into fashion, and it really, really bugs me that he wears his ties that long.
Do you hear that? The fashion advisor of the United States, Trump, thinks you need to get it together. And Harlow called you an idiot, so time's up.
Time's up, butthole.
TikTok, butthole.
What?
All right, Harlow has to take a quick break. She will be back.
Be back shortly.
Are you going to go too, Rowan? Okay, now you could pull out your quotes, maybe.
Okay.
So Holly has been posting some awesome pictures on her Instagram and has posted some cool quotes with them, and we kind of wanted to discuss our interpretation of these quotes. Do you have it pulled up, or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I put... Okay, so this is a good one, and for the time, too, it's appropriate. So, wait, where'd it go? Abundance is not something we acquire, it's something we tune into. And I think it was a Wayne Dyer quote.
I love that quote. And I really agree with it. And I think abundance is shifting within all of us right now as we go through the pandemic. It's like, what are the essentials to us? What do we need? What do we thrive on? And I think it's bringing us deeper to tune into what our truth is, even in these really scary times.
Absolutely. And I think it's either bringing out the best in people or like the worst in people.
Yeah. Amen.
Mommy misses work because she always goes to work and she really enjoys it because Mommy always like kind of rushes when she wants to go.
Do you rush to work?
I do rush to work.
So, well, you're basically kind of the manager there, right?
Yeah.
Should we shout out your store or no?
Yeah, Bedazzled Boutique.
Bedazzled Boutique. It's awesome. I got to see it for a quick sec, and the dresses there are unreal. They're a whole other level.
I have to give
They're amazing.
Ben a shout out.
Give Ben a shout out. Not the last name, though. What up, Ben?
Ben made a thing. What's it called? Oh, you remember that TikTok thing that you installed? He made an account on that, and his username is TTOBEN.
Okay, well,
TTOBEN. Right.
Would you both care if me and your mom podcast together for a little bit and just like go into some topics that you guys might find boring?
Yeah,
because we want to talk about certain quotes and like spirituality.
I have something to say first.
Okay.
So Mommy rushes to work. That's how I know that she really, really likes work.
That's awesome that you this like it, Holly. You'll be back soon.
I love
soon.
My job. I can't wait.
This yeah. is the only cute
or maybe I'll start teaching live yoga soon.
Yes, I want. So we're hopefully soon Holly will be teaching live yoga and I'll post about it and stuff because I want to be a part of it.
And you guys can take class with me.
Yeah, she's really one of the best instructors I've ever encountered. Aww. Like, seriously.
Thank you.
For many reasons. So you guys should definitely tune in when she does that. Okay, so can we podcast just us for at least 15, 20 minutes? At least?
You can do it for the rest of the time.
Okay, then say bye. Take the mic. So Harlow's signing off.
Bye. I'm bored. You can watch the rest of it later.
Okay, Rowan, you want to say goodbye too?
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be back in it.
You're going to come back? Okay.
Well, can we call you when we want you back in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just give me that mic.
Bye, guys. I'll be back.
All right. Bye, Rowan. All right. Would you close the door? Rowan, close the door. All right.
Okay.
So how do you feel about, yeah, we were talking about like abundance. So how are you feeling in this time, in this shift, that someone can tune into the abundance while they're maybe going into lack because people are filing for bankruptcy? And, you know, so people might hear that and be like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, how would you explain that? Because you're in that situation yourself.
I am. Yeah. I know. I can't pay my rent. My rent's going to be due April 1st and I don't have it. My bank account's in the negative and, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm powerless right now. I'm waiting for unemployment to kick in, which who knows when that will happen. And I think it's all about right now appreciating what we do have and being grateful for the things that we do have and can do. And just focusing my energies on that and what I can do.
This is a moment of surrender.
Yeah.
And to just try to enjoy despite the unknown and the confusion that's going on, because it's so hard to predict when everything's going to be back up and running. So it's like, all right, let me just surrender and enjoy still as much as
we can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm getting to hang out with Holly. It's been so fun.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. No matter what, that has just been awesome throughout this thing.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there have been some people who are super judgmental right now?
Absolutely.
Have you been like a victim of it right now or no?
No, I don't think I've really come in contact with anyone who's like been super judgmental. I mean, my parents are super laid back.
Yeah.
super laid back about everything. I think if people knew how much I've been kind of going out and like putting myself out there, especially with like going to yoga studios still and like doing my yoga outside. It's not like I've been coming in like in the crowds or anything, but I just think people would be like, you're crazy for going out as much as you have been.
I really have been enjoying still getting out of the house. I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have not been going to really crowded areas, you know. So I understand that there's like a happy medium. But at the same time, I don't know. If I stayed indoors for 2 weeks straight and didn't leave the house to even like go get a walk or something, I would totally deteriorate mentally.
Absolutely. I wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, no.
I would not survive.
Especially like with kids and stuff, people need fresh air. So, all right, we'll change the topic to CG.
Oh,
we can
yeah.
talk about them since I didn't want to talk about it necessarily with, you know, your kids here. But yeah. So CG was both of our good friends.
I love CG.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were good friends. And I guess I'll say it like... So he was supposed to have his hearing last Wednesday, and then it got postponed because of Corona. And I just hope the courts are at least back up virtually so that can happen. That would be awesome because we worked so hard for that date, and like it was just a big bummer.
It's
so I'm just praying. And his birthday's tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't see him. But a lot of people right now can't see their loved ones. So
yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Like, I can't see my boyfriend because he's sick. He thinks he might have the corona.
Yeah, Holly can't see your boyfriend right now because he's sick and he might have the corona. So it sucks because you probably want to be with him. And like,
I haven't seen my boyfriend in like 2 weeks.
That sucks. Yeah, it's like if you're not quarantined together. Well, you and I are able to see each other. We're not quarantined together.
Right.
But like if someone's sick and that starts to happen, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, even though tight families, like if a husband gets sick, they quarantine that person in the room and will not come in contact. That's
yeah.
like what everyone's advising.
Yeah.
Which is really hard to do.
Super hard. I can't imagine. Like, how do you give them food or like water? Or...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everything will be up and running soon. Do we do another quote that you posted? I feel like you put another one up that was really awesome.
I did put one more up.
And then I want to talk more about like your story and your journey in general. But we don't have to do a super long one. I wanted to make sure I put a podcast out this week. Oh, and you'll get to see, I'm going to promote on all my social media channels, the pictures that Gloria, our friend Gloria, took of Holly and I.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
yoga poses. And I have a picture I can post of them too, doing some stuff too.
So
but we've done that multiple days.
So this is the other quote. In moments of uncertainty and confusion, just breathe.
That's so important because people, when they're like experiencing trauma, they forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. And the importance of breath is huge, especially in yoga practice.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I really like that quote too.
And Holly's made of like Gumby material. She's so flexible. It's unreal. You have to check out her Instagram, The Smokin' Yogi. Like, she is one of the hottest yoginis. I swear to God. Like, and your outfits, because she's also really into fashion. So it's like the whole thing is dope. And you're also just a really good instructor in the way you pace it and talk the whole time. But you don't talk the whole time in a way that's like annoying or invasive. Because if you talk too much
through it. That's true. I can see how that would be annoying.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll do the live video.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So let's talk about your journey. Because you, and as much as you want to share or as little as you want to share, Holly has also lived a life filled with unexpected turns and have come through darker periods. Like, I would love for you to share whatever part of your journey you want, or even what led you to yoga
okay.
in the first place.
Well, I'll just share that. I'll start like in my, when things started getting bad for me, which was probably like when I was probably in my early 20s, I would say. I started getting into hard drugs. Heroin specifically.
It's amazing you survived all of it.
And I was addicted for probably like 2 years, something like that. And finally, you know, God had a way of showing me that it was time to stop, and I got arrested. And I ended up going to rehab in Florida, ended up staying in Florida for 6 years. Life just got better when I got clean.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's tough to go into that place and resurface as the phoenix you are, for real. I know that sounds cheesy when I said it, but that's huge. Yeah. You didn't just get through it. You like have blossomed through it and you continue to grow. Sorry to interrupt, but it's true.
Yeah, I was in a really dark, dark place in my early 20s. And it's amazing from, you know, where I was then to where I am now. It doesn't even, when I look back on it, it doesn't even seem like that was me. It almost seems like that was a different life.
Yeah.
It's strange, but.
Congrats on getting through it.
Thank you. And
you're such a good mom to your girls.
Thank you.
It's so fun getting to hang out with all of you. And like, they're just such cool girls and so different from each other too. And yet you give them the freedom to be who they are. That's what I said to Gloria too about. Mm-hmm. So Gloria is like a mutual good friend of ours. And I've said that to her about Josie. I love parents who let their kids' authenticity and freedom shine. It's so important.
Yeah. It's cool.
So Holly and I are exhausted too.
I was like,
because I kind of want to keep going, and yet I'm like, if we're getting tired, maybe we should just like wrap it up. I feel bad, but I feel like it'll be long enough. Like,
how long is it?
I normally do about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And we've done 36 minutes, but it's like,
okay,
it's still an episode.
Mm.
Unless there's anything else you want to say. We're just tired and like your daughters want to hang. And
yeah.
But we do have to call Rowan before we wrap it up.
Oh, right.
Because she said to bring her back.
Let me go grab Rowan.
Yes. And I'll give my boyfriend CG another shout out. I'm sad that I don't get to be with him, but I'm glad that I found him again and reconnected to a miraculous soul who inspires me to grow and heal and to forgive. And I love him very much. So happy birthday. And here we have, yay, she's back. Okay, Rowan, we're going to be wrapping this up. Anything you want to say, you want to end with? It's up to you. But you got to speak into the mic. She's back. Well, Rowan left me some cute audio messages on my phone one night, and they just kept coming in, and they made my heart explode.
Aww.
You were like, hi. What were you saying to me? Have a good night. It was just really sweet.
I forget.
You forget? You called me a fairy godmother in it, and that made my heart, because we were talking about fairies, right? We were looking at the different Barbies.
Aww.
In the house that are, what do you call them, like limited edition?
Yeah,
like
limited
cool Barbies.
Edition. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about fairies, and then you said that, and my heart, you warmed my heart, and then I got to go to sleep. So thank you, Rowan.
I'll get the phone so I can show you guys what I said.
No, you don't have to.
No. I'm not doing all that.
No. But is there anything you want to say before we go, or we can just sign off?
Well, did I do?
We did all of the topics on there. Yes, we did.
Well, I didn't finish.
Do you want to say something about friendship? Because you love your stuffed animals, but why don't you talk about what makes friendship important as we sign off? And Holly and I can add to it, too, because we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how we make friends. Like, either you could just come up to them. Either you could just come up to them or make a note to them.
If you want to be friends with someone, that's how you do it?
Yeah, like, you can make a note to say hello and introduce yourself to somebody who you think that would be a good friend. And, or you can just come up to someone and say, do you want to be my friend? My name's Rowan. And then somebody else would say their name.
That's a really cute way. When I was your age, I used to go up to people and just say, hi, my name's Kate. Will you be my friend?
Yeah.
It's really sweet. I like that. You can do that. You can, even if you're nervous, but you see someone you want to be friends with, you can totally go up to them, right, and say, hi, I'd like to be your friend. Or you could say something else, like, I really like your outfit, or whatever. But it's always nice to make friends.
You could do something nice, and then they might want to be your friend because you did something nice to them.
That's true.
That they really, yeah. really like.
That's true.
True. Holly, do you have any tips on friendship?
Or somebody could just come up to you and just say that.
True.
You don't always
I'll say,
to.
Like, fluidity. If I talk about, like, not just you, but some of my friendships I've reconnected to after years,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, allowing the cycles of life and letting it flow and reopen. And, like, I just have loved getting to meet you, in a sense.
Right.
Because it's been
too.
So long. And
right.
I have memories of us hanging in elementary school. And then, like, I get flashbacks, too.
But it's, like, easy with you. Like, I feel like our friendship's easy, like...
Absolutely.
There's no strings attached. There's no, like, drama or pettiness or, like, you know, if we want to do our own thing, we do our own thing.
We could be, like, in the mid-hang and all of a sudden both be like, we're tired. All right, see you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's very easy. And, yeah, let's see. Well, yeah, so that's my tip on friendship, allowing for fluidity and mm-hmm. growth. Okay, now it's your turn for the tip, and then we'll wrap it up.
See if I have any tips. I think just...
I have something to say after mommy.
I think just letting go of control and...
yeah.
You know, not trying to control anyone or anything, and... you know, the best kind of friendships are the ones where you can go, like, weeks or months. Like, I was talking about this about our friend Gloria, and you can go weeks and not have spoken to each other, and then you just reconnect, and, like, it's like no time has passed at all.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bond's a bond. A connection's a connection. Yeah.
So I don't know what that tip would be, but...
Allowing it to happen. It's the control thing.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah, kind of getting your brain, not out of the way, because your brain's good, but just letting it all, happen and feeling the pull of who you're being pulled back to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You wanted to say something, Rowan.
Sometimes, like, they just look at you and then just do fun things with other people, and then they might think they're a friend, and they might get excited.
So doing fun things alike is good in friendship? Right? Like, activities are important,
mm-hmm.
right? So having similar interests, for mm-hmm. sure, that's very important.
It's like you do something with another person, you just ask one, do you want to play with me? And then they might play with you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you can also, like, get some stuffed animals and teach them about
you gotta talk.
Friendship.
Yeah, well, okay, so Rowan does talk to her stuffed animals about friendship. She teaches them how to be friends with each other, and that's really nice. You're their friendship coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Rowan, you can say bye, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Because you don't have any social media handles to follow. Holly, where can they follow you? Again, you got to follow her on Instagram.
I think, let me just look to be sure, because I'm going to give everyone the wrong thing.
I think it's the Smokin' Yogi.
It's the Smokin' Yogi, yeah.
No G in it, right? It's the Smokin' Yogi, right. The G in the Yogi.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The Smokin' is like Smokin'.
Yeah.
So follow her there, and then follow me at the Kate Wolf on you can follow me on Facebook, and then Instagram and Twitter, and then my April 11th show may still happen, actually. So I'm just gonna have to play it by ear. Me too.
Like,
I'm just gonna have to play it by ear. And then if you want a healing, my email is kwolf2fs27@gmail.com, and hopefully I'll have more stuff to promote soon when things are back up and running. But definitely get a healing or a tarot card reading if you want one.
When are we going to make, like, the show for them?
This is the show. Us talking into the mics. Oh, you want to do, like, a video?
Yeah.
Well, we can do a video thing another day. Maybe tomorrow we'll figure out something to do, okay?
Well, like, which day? Because
tomorrow. We can maybe do something on, like, Instagram Live real quick to promote it.
Totally.
Okay, and that'll have video in it. You want to do something with some video?
Yeah, because then these people that are listening to this, they might want to hear like a real video.
They want to see a video, you think, with it. Well, we're going to post some pictures, but okay. Rowan, the star that she is, wants to show her face tomorrow, so you can hopefully find it on Instagram as you're listening to this, okay?
At the Smokin' Yogi.
At the Smokin' Yogi. There will be videos, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.